This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Maryland Board of Physicians is now on record as conducting a preliminary investigation into abortionist Leroy Carhart, who presided over a failed abortion that killed a woman after she apparently gave up trying to contact her doctor and went to an emergency room. The investigation could take 6 months. A letter demanding action from Maryland legislators has led to the discovery of another failed abortion, ending in the death of the mother, this one in Baltimore. Another Maryland agency has suspended the licenses of 3 surgical abortion clinics affiliated with abortion business owner Stephen Chase Brigham, apparently including this Baltimore abortion business. The Health Care Conscience Rights Act is gaining support. The bill, introduced earlier this month by 66 members of the U.S. House, would essentially nullify the HHS rule written under the authority of Obamacare, which requires most any employer to provide pretty much anything to interdict pregnancy, even contraceptive drugs that cause abortions. The bishop overseeing the U.S. Conference Bishops pro-life efforts is urging Congress to support the bill. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. 40 Days for Life has saved well over 300 babies from abortion over the last few weeks. The internationally coordinated effort of prayer and vigil at abortion clinics runs through March 24th. This has been Life News Radio.